Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. What I see kind of bold. Well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul. What would happen if people were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries? What would happen with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
Tell me what would happen.
What was it do?
What was it do?
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen. Tell me what would happen.
Common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will. Want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
That was the message of concern. This is what this show is concerned about. Racism and all the evil comes out of this lie about God. A lie about God, a lie on Jesus, a lie on the people, all the lies. So the message of concern to come to correct and stop and help and create a better world for we all can live in. So we say all praise are due to Allah, mean all praises are due to the one who created this world, the heaven and the earth, the universe, this planet that we live on and planet us here and test us, see which one is worthy of the reward that God has kept hidden from it. And that is a fact. Who can reward you better than God? Then you're going to get a reward for doing right. And you're going to get a punishment. If you did wrong, then knowingly, you will get a punishment. Shouldn't you get a punishment? This world has really messed us up with how they rule us, even in the public school, how they rule the parents and the child. Tell the child, if the child acts up, And then you act up, child. And your mama discipline you or your dad, you come tell us, and we will lock them up and make sure they will abuse you again. But what they failing to tell the child, if we lock you up, if you don't do what we say, you will be truly punished, and your mama and your daddy can't help you. But they don't tell them that. So we had to come with this truth that was clear up the lie that we've been under. The world has been under, and the world call it a world of darkness. Saying God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, out of all the people in the world, he go out and pick one people to bring his only son in the world. That ain't nothing but the biggest lie you can tell the human being. And we all, most of us have been guilty of that lie. So we come in tonight and message concern to clear the lie so we can all live again. We can live again in peace and love with one another. Until this lie removed, there ain't going to be no peace. There ain't going to be no love. So let us get on the right track, right now, getting rid of this problem. First thing we have to do, one of the major things we have to do is say a prayer to the Creator. So we're going to say a prayer to the Creator. First, we're going to say it in the Arabic language. Then we will say it in the English translation. This prayer is called the open. So we're going to open with a prayer. We are cold with a prayer. And if that ain't but two things we done right, then these two things we must get right. We must say a prayer to the Creator of this creation in order to get the help, in order to get the strength and the foundation and the love from God to do this great work that we human beings have to do and all survive in this wicked society that we live in. And this is a wicked society. It's so wicked. Kill babies and kill old people. They just kill them. I mean, what kind of person would give a baby a shot knowing it's going to kill the baby? And this is what's going on in South Africa, the United States, and a whole lot of other places, especially where dark-skinned people live. So we're going to say a prayer and ask our Lord to bless us to come together. Maybe we can put an end to some of this evil. And we know we get America changed, and we know the whole world have an opportunity to change. So we're going to say the prayer. First, we say it in the Arabic language. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm al-Din Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in Ihdinas Sirata al-Mustaqim Sirata al-Ladina an'amta 'alayhim Ghayri al-Maghdubi 'alayhim wa lad-dallin English translation. We seek protection with Allah from the rejected enemy, Satan, with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all the world. Most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship. And thy aid we seek. We ask Allah continually, show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast restored thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet our audience in the best of the greetings, all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting, master's greeting. And as it's a greeting of peace, we like to greet the whole world in a greeting of peace and that we obligate the whole world to keep the peace. And it goes like this, As-salamu alaykum, simply means God peace be unto you. And that means for us to keep the peace. You keep the peace, I keep the peace. And then we'll have a peaceful world to live in. And then we can make the progress that all human beings should be making together, not as an individual, working together. The human beings should be working together better and faster and closer than the ants or the bees. So we say, thank you for joining us tonight. We greet you again in the most powerful greeting of all the greeting in the world. Wa'alaikum alaikum. This is Joe. Bob Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who is sponsored. This is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Film School. We need school. We need to get out of a public school, need opposition to make it measure up to what it's supposed to be. As long as there's no opposition, that public school going to be the public domain for all the weird people in the world. If you want to be an unnatural, ungodly person, just join, they go to the public school. You ain't got to say no prayer. You ain't got to remind yourself there's a creator greater than anything that we can imagine. You ain't got to remind yourself of that because they done took it out of school. They took prayer out of school. When they took prayer out of school, most people took it out of their home. And now you see most people living like animals, looking like animals, carrying themselves in an animal behavior, have a behavior of animal. Curse first, lie, steal, cheat, have no respect for the human life. And like I said, and even in South Africa, the apartheid people now are giving those Africans shots and make like they talking about that now. The Africans suing the Europeans for coming there and bringing those shots. They're killing the people, kill the old people and the young people, babies. What kind of people would do that? And then we don't make them people no better when we call them white. We make them worse because they're saying they are better. And this is what they have messed them up. This is what will turn them away from being the human being. And Satan know what he was doing when he told them that they were white people and we were black people. He divided us. He divided us. He divided us. So that's what he did. They divided us. When he divided us, still divided, we're supposed to be one people, one nation under God. We're supposed to be united. We are not united in these states. We're divided. So all these deception language that we use, Black Lives Matter, that ain't nothing but another token of racism. When you said Black Lives Matter, all life matters. That's why God made it. He made it because it matters. But we keep saying Black Lives Matter. Then white, then Caucasian people say White Lives Matter. The Jews say Jew Lives Matter. Then we got racism still growing, still catching motivation, still getting motivated by lies. All life matters. And some Jews are darker than I am. There's some Jews, even Kamala, the vice president, she is much lighter than the president. But she called black. And although his skin looked red and pale to me, Kamala is called a black woman. And she married to a Caucasian man. And that means all this racism right in our face, we can't see it. We can't digest it. We can't get rid of it because we have got used to it. I don't care what she mixed with. There ain't no white people nor black people. I don't care what she lighted in the president. They should be calling her white and calling him black man. So this is the evil behind that. This is nothing but evilness. and it's not going away until we expose it for what it is. If we don't never expose this racial, this image, and these lies, and what they have done, and make them ashamed of themselves, because they ought to be ashamed of themselves, calling themselves white, and they've been the most evil and corrupt people that you can find on any continent or any history book. Ain't nobody been more evil and wicked than some of them, and then they call white people. That's the biggest trick. That's the biggest deception that I ever heard or seen in my life. If there had been some white people on this earth, white means pure, we would never been had no slavery. All these prisons would not be filled up freaking American children, women and men. Huh? All these foster homes. Now they putting the children in the foster home with two men. They won't give me and my wife a child, but they're putting two men or two women. Ethan and John are homosexual. They let him adopt two boys. And you can see the little boy, they're the sweetest they can be. Huh? You put that child in that environment, what you think he going to be? He don't see no woman in the house. He see two men talking about that, oh, hey, baby, and kissing and licking, you're kissing on each other. What you think that them two boys going to do? Hmm? You teach the child by the environment to come out of. Huh? They ain't going to never produce no babies. Their family tree has just been cut off from being a homosexual. And you think then they want to make you look like you a hater. Oh, people, you just teach a hate. You a hater. But what do the Bible say? What do the Quran say? What do the Book of God say about homosexuality? It has nothing good to say. It has nothing nice to say. If God say he scrawled the homosexual, why would I want to be something he don't scrawl? He destroyed it. And that's a sign, that's a testimony. And when you examine the lifestyle of a homosexual, what do they have to offer? You can say, well, they smart people. Hell, Satan always been a smart man. He a smart woman. Evil always had some smart people over here. They said the Illuminati, a bunch of smart people, but they ain't nothing but freaks and coburns. And these are the kind of people that run in the world. These kind of people lay with a child, a baby, a little girl. The history of slavery, if you read about it, if you get the full a picture of racism, you'll see how they did the babies. They used to use the baby to lay on their foot at night and keep them, call them warm, keep their feet warm. They would catch a crocodile using an African-American baby, put the baby out there, and the crocodile would see it and come up on shore and grab the baby, and they would catch that crocodile and skin it. What kind of people would do something like that? Huh? If you don't want to tell them about, they don't want, they talking about, they don't want to hear that now. They shouldn't have done it. They should change. They should be on their knees every day. Y'all told one of y'all, every time you see a African American man or woman, you should get on your knees and pray and ask God to forgive you what your people did. No, we letting them go with it. Huh? We let them get away, but God is not going to let them get away. God said whatever you do in this world, it determines when God puts you in the next world. Ain't no in and buts about it. That's real justice. You do wrong, you reap wrong. You do good, you reap good, and good going to reward you. That is as natural as the air we breathe. Or the sky we look up into, or the earth we live on. That is real natural. It's unnatural for a man to take a pile of guns and hold it to your head and just take whatever he wants from you. take you to court and rob you of everything you got. That ain't natural. There ain't no justifiable man. There ain't no justified man. And there ain't no pure man. God say if you do right, he'll wipe your soul pure as snow. But them people's souls are not white. They smart. They can read. They can add. They can use a computer. But do not make them smart. And sure don't make them capable of being over you, because they are not what Allah ordered. They're in the opposite. They're in the opposition of what Allah ordered. Allah said he created man and woman. He created all of them for one reason, and that reason was to serve him. These people, many of them, will never serve God. Donald Trump said that he have never asked God to forgive him. And you can hear him on TV now, always pointing the fingers on the people that he mistreated, on the lies. He point away from the lies he calls. He say he love America, but how can he say he love America? It's just like the Christians say they love Jesus, but they don't love you. It's a lie. It's a hypocritical liar. And we have to expose the lie. And the worst thing the greatest thing you can do is expose a liar. When they talk about little David going to the brook and picking up five smooth stones, and big Goliath, he was big, and he was going to tell more liars until little David put that smooth stone right in the middle of his forehead. And when he went, hit him with that slingshot, and that rock, the smooth rock went straight to his head, it brought big old Goliath down. Well, he wouldn't go tell no more lies. Brought him down. Now we have an opportunity to finish this Philistine off. So all praise to you. So all praise are due to Allah. So we say Allah is the greatest. Allah lives and Allah never dies. He is the creator of this creation. He created all people for us to be one with each other. We can't be one with each other and one think he's better than the other. That's where the problem lies. I'm better. God came in my image. You have been tricked. You have been lied to. You have been taken off the course that God said in Scripture that you should be on. Worship him alone. And you're not doing that. So this truth comes. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and be upon him. It happened just like he said it was. Just like Jesus said it was. One was going to come and lead us in all truth. That has happened. And that's no other than Prophet Muhammad. And the man walked in Muhammad, studied Prophet Muhammad better than any of these scholars that we can read about. And he brought the truth to the world clearly better than any of these scholars ever done. So Allah chose him. Allah chose him through the honorable Elijah Muhammad. So all praise is due to Allah. We're here tonight in this Rock Talk radio station. We can change this wicked world with the truth we have. With the truth that has been given to us. We call this light being cut on. The light has been turned on in our minds and our hearts. We love all people, but we ain't going to love nobody that don't love us. We ain't going to love nobody who hates us. We ain't going to love nobody who want to continue to use us. God do not want us to love those kind of people. He wanted to help those kind of people by telling them the truth. And Jesus said, know the truth. They got to know the truth. And all is for them to get free and get away from that. Want to use somebody. We know many of them have good hearts. Their soul is good because Allah put all our soul in our body. But what go wrong when lies and weak ideas are allowed to enter the soul and the soul get relaxed because the soul is benefiting from the evil that the soul is using. The soul get used to being in power, what they call power. You know, I was in the store tonight, and you can see that the African-American, we're a different breed of people. The Caucasian people, they all get together trying to buy the little fruit stuff they want to buy. The Caucasian, the African-American, they're walking fast. They're trying to get the food. They're talking. They're smiling. Caucasian, they buy. I ain't saying all of them, but the majority of them. Then we'll become so mixed. You go in the store, you see a Caucasian woman with her three or four babies that African American. You'll see that. You'll see that Caucasian woman with the African American baby. There's nothing wrong with that. That's when people say we don't try to tell people who to love, that's true. But God is one who done told us who not to love, and God done told us that two men and two women are forbidden, and that is abomination to the world. Mean that's a number of destruction on the world. So who can tell that and make it more plainer than the African American who a Muslim who been under all the oppressors coming from people, and now you trying to save them by telling them the truth? Huh? Who can do that better than us? We know their history. We know why we are here. We are here by the mercy of Almighty God Allah. As soon as they see that we will outnumber them, they come with the birth control. They come with the prison. When we left the plantation, working on our own, owning our own restaurants and other places, they came and burned them down and took back their land. That's their history. You can't erase that, but they don't want you to talk about that in the school. Their children said, "Well, I sure hate my mom and daddy did that." And they what they are saying, they're Caucasian children. But my mom and daddy were no good. They did that poor African American any kind of way. And some of them still doing it, benefiting from that. So we got to put an end to this. And this Block Talk Radio station here tonight to put an end to it for those who want to see an end. So anybody in the queue, mean you're on this show, you want to say anything, let's match one and come in. We'll cut your mic on, and we want to hear from you. And on this show, we are here tonight to discuss ways and means on how to get rid of this evil that we inherit from the plantation. This ain't going nowhere. You can see the music is coming at our tier. The funny clothes, the funny hairdos, the funny everything coming at our tier. Men got clothes wearing it tighter than women. The women are showing their big behind, and men too. Men got hair down their back. And the women too. You can't, in the scripture being fulfilled, what Jesus said, you in the last days, you won't be able to tell men from women. That day has arrived in America, in Europe, in England, in China, in Japan. It has arrived in Africa. So who can bring clarity to this mess and clean it up? No, ain't nobody left but the Muslim. I'm talking about the Muslim, Imam Wahid Muhammad. I ain't talking about these Muslims that thick all day. All they want to do is get you to pray, wear, look like a dress, a thobe on, wrapped up like you a mummy. I'm not talking about that one. That one only come here to get the dunya, to get the benefit. Come here to bring no religion. If they got a religion going, is to get your money and your time. Before it's to save humanity, feed humanity, help humanity, help close some of these jails down. They're not sensitive and trying to do that. Yeah, they want you to come to their masjid because they need a janitor. They want you to clean it up. They want you to wash the dishes and pick up the paper and cut the grass out on the masjid property that they own. They don't want you to participate and make a decision for what they want. They don't want you to help clean up the place. And so no different than the Caucasian or other people. All they see you is somebody to clean up the place, somebody to look up to them, somebody to over-respect them. And that's what it is, over-respect. Respect them more than we respect the creator of this creation. And that is why we're in the bad shape we're in. Yeah, we got money and got ways to make money, but it's only going to happen when we put down this cold heart that they done put in our chest toward each other, cold hearted to each other, and calling each other name that we don't even call a dog. We call a dog by better name, treat the dog better, following them. We see them walking the dog, so now we walking the dog. Like we done caught up with them. We will never be equal with them long as they control all the job. And they know that. They know long they feed you, you got to eat. They going to have some control over you. Like them do, like they doing these football players, this basketball player, and K West, what's his name? Kanye West, and Iverson. Well, they really, these Jews really come down on him, and the Negro sitting back laughing. Man, they ain't got no courage. And then one thing Islam give you your courage back. Well, you ain't got to go get a pint of liquor just to have some courage or some reefer or something to smoke to get some courage. Your courage is instantly given back to you long you saying, La hi la ha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and not fear the criticism coming from the criticizer. You know, you get your courage back. You ain't got to, the Imam spoke about that in the Wizard of Oz, the cowardly lion, the scarecrow, and the tin man, making fun. One didn't have a heart, one didn't have no brain, and one didn't even have no courage. But looked like a lion, big as a lion. And some of these football players, basketball players look like they would tear you apart. They made homosexuals out of them. Yeah, big old rusty man. Talking about he lusting at a man. Talking about he got a man at home. Big old nasty rusty man. So let's wake up. So anybody else got anything they would like to share with us tonight on this Rock Talk radio station? Talking about the message of concern, how we can get rid of racism and all the other isms that are holding us down, keep us from being the human family. Because the Caucasian people is our brothers and sisters, but they never going to love us as long as they image up in the world. And we always going to wish we were one of them as long as they image up in the world. We always going to wish we had their hair, their blue eyes, and everything else they got. And never will we have the money they have because all we want is just to look like them, to be around them. Never compete with them in economics. We don't want to do that. We don't want to. We want to sell out. They made us to be a bunch of sellouts. Okay, I see we got somebody that raised their hand. It's like Sister Karan. Let me see. We'll bring her into the queue. And let us come in and start saying, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I just wanted to ask a question. You was talking about the basketball player Kanye West, and you were saying that maybe I just want to make sure I got it clear that you were saying that when he was in trouble dealing with the Jews, that the African American, they didn't say anything. I was just wondering, yeah. did you say that? Did you?
Yeah, I'm saying that when they went at the top people, they called stars of people making that kind of money. When they go at them, they were showing you they want any of us that making that kind of money keep their mouth shut. At the same time, send a message that, yeah, you free to keep your mouth shut. If you said anything about the Jews, even though it's true, we going to get rid of you. We don't need you to bring no truth. So,
she just wanted you to let her know, mm-hmm. say that African Americans are keeping quiet and not backing Kanye West.
Yeah, they keeping quiet. Yeah.
Because the reason why I asked you that, that's why I wanted to know. You said that, you know, they was keeping quiet. But I want to know, what did he give back to the community?
Well, when you look at it, what did you give it back to the community?
He said exactly.
Well, Kanye West said, the Illuminati, to get into those high places of position, you had to sacrifice somebody. And Congress pointed out that Michael Jordan lost his father. And so I pointed out the other African-American stars.
He lost his mother.
He said he lost his mother. They killed his mother.
She was sacrificed.
She was sacrificed.
They didn't say Illuminati killed
it. Yeah, yeah. So these are things. When you get into Illuminati, you had one of the initiations, you had to sacrifice somebody you love.
But my thing was that you was saying that the African, you was putting it like the African American people didn't back him up or do anything when that happened to him. So that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was listening to, and I was saying, well, why? I said, what have he gave to the community? He had all that money, people be hungry. I mean, so what have you given back to the African American community?
To help
the people, or did he go and say, "What do we need?" And the first thing, anytime somebody asks you, "What do we need?" Let them know it's always education. If you educate the people, they could do for themselves. You know, they'll know how to, when they get ready to do, they'll know how to maintain it, and they need that business knowledge. But he haven't given nothing back to the community, and then he already sold his soul to the devil. And what you supposed to do when you sell your soul?
Well, we pray for change for anybody, and we know that
he
spoke up. He spoke the truth about those Jews. He told the truth, but you know, no matter when it happened. Now, Allah makes sure that he's in charge of what's happening. Whatever happened, Allah in charge of it. So, but at least he spoke out. We see the rest of them went against him for speaking out like that. That show you the power of them Jews. They ain't saying nothing. They know that's the truth. They know that's the truth. We talk about the Jews all the time. We talk about how Christ Jesus said that Jesus called them a race of devils. Not even talking about all of them, but we talking about the one who practiced the deception. Deceitful, the trickery, the trickery that they pulled on the people.
But what she's trying to get to you is that if you're saying the African Americans are not backing Kanye West up, what has he done to share what his wealth with the African Americans community in order for them?
I don't know exactly what he has said, but I know that's a sign of waking up. But that's a sign he's waking up. But if he was all bad, he wouldn't say nothing. He wouldn't told the truth and standing on the truth. He's standing on the truth.
Yeah, but you're missing the whole thing. She wants to know, Robert, he expect the African Americans or anybody else expect for the African Americans to back him up?
He ain't nobody.
He made the statement. Then I say anything.
Yeah, he told them that, he's standing up.
But if he made the statement that nobody's helping him, the African Americans not helping him,
right.
And he's supposed to be African American, even though he married the Kardashians, a Caucasian girl, mm-hmm. has babies, but still. What has he given back to the community?
Being
rich and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we're still rich.
I don't know
exactly what he's done, but I know he spoke up. That's what I'm saying. His time for all of them to stand up. A lot of them ain't doing nothing. And like West said, they sacrifice Bill Crosby's son. They killed his son. He's explaining all that. So we know how people do. First thing they look at how much money a rich person got, and how well he done live. And we understand. I understand that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish it. I just want to say something right quick. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
What I want to say is that I understand exactly what you're saying, but I'm saying that our biggest problem, that is something that that's what you're saying, we already know. Everybody, basically Muslims already know this. African Americans are basically the majority of them that passed, got in seventh grade, they already know this. But my problem is that our problem is not that. Our problem is right now is that why we throw all that energy to somebody that bowed down to Satan, and here's we got our children. That's what we should be. I ain't worried about. I'm not even worried about him. He didn't give not one. I haven't heard that he gave not one dime. Now he might have paid Farrakhan right now, because every time they get in trouble, and that's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I think that's a blessing right there. Every time they get in trouble, they call on Farrakhan, because that's that security that they got right there. You know, but what I'm saying is that our biggest thing now is our children. That's who it is, that we don't have time to give all that energy on him when they out there, and we know they out there taking the minds of our children. That's what I'm talking about. That's his problem. Because look like when we get in problems right now, our children get in problems right now, with our children get shot down in the streets and all that. I don't hear nobody coming up there talking about, let me give you some money to help support this. Let me call on my people that I know, these big-time people I know to help, you know, to clear that up like that, you know. So that's the main thing I said myself, that why should we waste our time worrying about that person that bowed down to Satan? I ain't never heard not one time I was listening. Always listen to when someone gonna mention the name of God. Oh, Allah, whatever name they, whatever language they have it in, they say God in Spanish, you know, whatever. But I listened to that. Not one time I heard them say God name. Not one time.
Well, I did hear him say God name, and I did hear him say Jesus. I heard him say that too. So heard him say that Farrakhan didn't like what he said.
He didn't like what Farrakhan said.
Yeah, he didn't like what Farrakhan said. Oh, yeah.
He said they were going to speak to him. He was going to talk to him because he loved him.
Uh-huh.
You know, he loved Farrakhan, but he just didn't like his statement. And he said that.
He
was going to talk to him.
So, but I'm not trying to hold.
It seems like to me, that's their business. That's that. Whatever, that's something, a business that they have to take care of. They have nothing to do like with us. That is their business. That's something that he got into. And that's their business. Everybody knew about the Illuminati. They have to sacrifice and all that kind of stuff like that. He crossed that line. We got our children to worry about. That's all I'm saying. Don't put that on us like we didn't do that. Don't think we don't care, because that could be us. That could be our children. Don't think we don't care. Well, we can't. I'm not going to sacrifice my life for somebody to bow down to Satan. That's crazy.
No, the point
is, that wish of Almighty God and that need help.
The point is here that people are standing up, and a basketball player and a rapper stood up or spoke the truth about the Jews. spoke on their mind, and now they're being crucified. It doesn't matter who they were. Somebody stand up for truth, and that's what we stand on. We standing up for truth, what is right. And we to get our children, we had to put them in a safe place. And we ain't going to get them out of the public school, get them out of these parks where people shooting and smoking dope and cleaning those places up, educate, make sure they get a good education and a safe place to where they can play and enjoy themselves. And if we don't provide a place like that, then we're not trying to save our children. We're trying to let them get along with the system. System that is already in place, and that ain't gonna work. If we don't get our children in a better environment where they can be safe, where they use their mind and their potential, then we just gambling with our children's future in life. So the public school is making more homosexual women today than ever did, making people more insensitive to each other than they ever did. It done took the history of our ancestors out of the place and replace it with the Jewish history or the false Caucasian history about they've been great. They haven't been great. They've been evil. And the truth is we had to tell the truth. In order for them to get free, they had to hear the truth. And that's the only thing gonna make them free. And they want to be free, but they like the nasty life they'll live. They want to dominate something. They're going to dominate the people's life and use their idea of their color. Yeah, God gave them this country, gave them this world, and they can do whatever they want to. That's what they're living off of. That's what they're accepting. They're saying God gave them this country. This is their country. It don't belong to nobody but them. This is what they're saying. We sitting back ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
We saying each other. We ain't saying no further than each other's ears. We're not taking to their ears and make sure they hear that. So when we get the courage to do that, that's the only thing gonna help them and help us. They have to hear the truth too. The reason they are way they are, they ain't heard the truth. They hadn't accepted the truth, and the truth had never helped them be the people they are. They the bullies of the world because they got a gun, and they got the law on their side. So they the bully of the world. Trump needs to be and should have been in jail. That had been me. I know he'd been the president. That had been me to done what he did. Anybody else, any other African American leader did what he did, they will be under the jail right now. So that's what I'm saying. We want to get rid of racism and not keep holding on to it. We want to weaken it till it's gone, till it's a dead dog. That's what we want to do. You're right.
All I can say is unity is power. That's the main thing. When Trump was running, he wasn't looking for the rich man to vote for him. He was looking for the people, because the numbers is the one. So with all that you talking about, we give Satan that power. That's the only way Satan gets his power, is the power that we give him. That's the only way he gets that power.
White people, so I'm taking all the power that I can get away from. I'm telling him he's not a white man.
Those people that become Illuminati, they already know what they're supposed to. They already know what Satan wants. They already know this. So that's something that they step into. But we don't sacrifice our lives for they still doing, they still bowing down. They haven't said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. That's what I'm saying. I have no problem. I have no problem in unity. I have no problem with that. All I'm saying is that our brothers, every time they get in trouble, When they get in trouble, then they want to come back home. But they haven't. But how they expect us to fight a war with them and they haven't gave us no equipment? They're giving us guns with no bullets in them. So if you want us to come and help you, then you're supposed to be good to your soul. You're supposed to be good to your people that's behind you, that when you get in trouble, you want them to back you up. How are we going to go fight them when we ain't got no guns? That's the thing about how we going to do that. And but you gave them all the guns. You gave them the equipment to fight with. But you didn't give the soldiers that you want behind you to fight you. You didn't give them nothing. So how you expect us to win, do anything like that and we ain't got no bullets? That's
because
crazy.
Oh, Black Panther, him? Did he say that?
No. There's some people backing him with what he's saying. There's some people speaking up.
I was asking Akbar because Akbar stated it, you know, and I was asking him, did he hear it from Kanye West that no African Americans were backing him?
No.
So Akbar said, no, he didn't hear him say that.
He got people back.
I probably just saying it himself.
Yeah. That people, people
like you shouldn't, you shouldn't say that, then. You shouldn't say that because I said, dang. Then you shouldn't say that if you didn't know because you don't know who's backing him up. The one that might be the one that's backing him up. You know, we can't do nothing, but he got those out there that are backing him up. You should be careful.
I'm not
backing. We got to be careful what we say.
Right. I don't live in a communist world. You know, I'm a free man in this city, like Imam said, and I try to keep the truth out front. What is good for the human family? I try to keep that out front. That's what I try to keep out front. And what I said was, what he said was the truth. And he's waking up that you just can't say anything, even when you said the truth. Even though you know you found out what you were saying the truth, and you said, then those people gonna come at you. That's what they did, Jesus. They didn't kill Jesus because he was lying. They killed, according to scripture, they killed them because he spoke the truth. And the Arabs didn't like Prophet Muhammad because he was the prophet. They didn't like him because he spoke the truth. And the Jew didn't like Prophet Muhammad because he wasn't an Arab. They say they love the message, but they don't love the messenger. So the people, they hung up on ethnic color and everything else, and they used this to keep the power that they control, that put them in power. This is what they use. They don't use no United. They don't use we all in one. They don't use that. They say we the people, mean we the Caucasians, we the Jews, or we the this or that. But we the only one love everybody. And God say he loved those who do right. So we just trying to love those who do right, and in return we say we love everybody.
And you know what?
Well,
no, I'm gonna tell you. No, go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish. Go ahead. My apology. Go ahead.
No, I'm through. I'm listening to what you said. Go ahead.
Because you were saying about the Jews, but you know, you got to remember that, like you said, you have to, you know, they have different sets of Jews too. But you have to say the Caucasian Jews, because they have the, when you said Jews, you talking about they have black, dark Jews too. I don't know how they stand. But they got dark Jews too, dark-skinned Jews also.
Yeah.
See, people fail to understand that Jewish is not a race. It's a religion. It's a belief. It's not a race. There's only four races.
That's not true. The Hebrew.
Okay.
Hebrew.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's the name of the religion. The people are Jews.
They call themselves Jews.
They call themselves Jews, but their religion is Hebrew.
Hebrew. My wife said they call themselves Jews. And
that's what I think I read.
Yeah, they call themselves Jews.
But they have dark too, don't they? Don't they have dark Jews too? I think they have some Ethiopians.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's when you're saying Jews. Sometimes I was just wondering if you, when you're saying Jews, are you talking about, that's like somebody said Christians, and they have different sets of Christians. So do all the Jews are like that, or just the Caucasian Jews?
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, all of them is confused. So, you know, him and give them a day, they got the Zionist Jews and the Jews that said they followed Abraham, Moses. You got those. So all of them is, you know, this, they'll go along with each other. They ain't going against each other too hard.
And the Israelites think that they are the descendants of the Jews.
Yeah.
The Israelites.
So the ones that do be doing all that wrong, are they the one that called the Jacobites?
Jacobites are, yeah,
God,
that's what they say.
Yeah, they don't believe in God.
Oh, the Jacobites don't believe in God.
They believe in material. They don't believe the devil is bad. They don't believe.
Oh, okay.
They don't believe.
I don't know too much about that.
Mm-hmm. So the majority of the Jews you're talking about is the Jews, the Caucasian Jews.
Yep.
Because remember that there's that four races. I see. Remember that four. There are four races. I think you correct me if I'm wrong, Sister Daya. There's four races. That's that Caucasian race. And that's the Italians, some of the Italians that you know, and the Europeans and the Russians and Iranians, all them falls under that, and others that falls under that, you know. And then you have the Indians, the natives, which is the Indians, the Pakistanians, all them are basically like the same people. And the Chinese and the Japanese, they're the same people. And then you have like African Americans or Africans, the one with the kinky hair, that they could be dark, but they have to have the kinky hair. That falls on that's a race right there.
And that's not even true, because all of them the Israelites have the real Jews, the Israelites, they have kinky hair.
They have what kind of hair?
Kinky hair.
Yeah.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I said, they're still, they could be Jewish, but they still are. They still goes under that race of like whatever, the dark race with the kinky hair. That race right there, that dark race with the kinky hair. Yeah, that's the one. They have to have the kinky hair, and that's that dark race that falls under that race right there. So that's just four. They have them mixed up, but those are the four basic races right there.
Okay, thank you. Brother Muhammad, you got anything to say? Georgia?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, first of all. That's always number one. You know, may Allah's peace and blessings on all of us in this cube and out of the cube. Udu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, we thank Allah for blessing all of us in out of the queue. You know, as we have to be mindful that we know we're only here by his permission. And a good topic that y'all speaking on, and I had the same kind of thoughts running through my mind earlier today at some other time to you, but and I think when we remember that Allah tells us in the Quran, you know, we did not differ until we got some knowledge. And then when we think about that, just think about it, ponder about it. Okay, so we say we know we came down here with only Allah's knowledge in us, you know, only Allah's knowledge in us. And then we were put in a position to give Shaitan his respite to put and invite us to other knowledge. We know he did. He tried to invite Adam to other knowledge. Now, from that day forward, also, we knew that Allah said, if he tells us now, in many ways, and using the contemporary translation, he said everything in creation is Muslim. Everything in creation is submits to his will. So we know that before we got knowledge and we differed, we all knew that we were all one soul, we was all one people, whatever our makeup looked like at that time, did nothing mean anything because we all knew that we were one. We all knew we breathed the same way, we had the same heartbeat. All the most important things that depend upon what our life is about and defines our life, we know that we had that oneness. We also knew that in order for us to survive, Adam and Eve knew that they had to depend upon their unity. And anything that came out of them, they knew that it had to stay within that unified situation, a solid brick wall. And regardless of how many human beings became a part of it, we stayed within the community of man, using that terminology. And so when we think back on that, we said, well, we had to remember that all these differences are something that Shaitan gave us, all this naming and everything, because we had already knew the names of creation, by Allah's permission. So the new knowledge that came on board through Shaitan was trying to give us another idea of the nature, give us a misunderstanding or hypnotize, whatever he could do to make us think that there was a difference in what Allah said. And all this time it went by Allah's permission, because no one has sat back and just pondered about the clearness of that, of their creation. And whatever Allah revealed to each and every one as we develop to where we are now in our final stage. This is why this is our final revelation, our final stage of development is the human creation. And it's still the same way. There ain't but one way, except for those who think they got some knowledge and then they want to differ with the way that is already clear. Allah has showed us on many times in different forms of our development as human beings, he have came and always made it clear to us our unity, our oneness, and helped us get back each time as Shaitan kept on giving us differences about what was already clear. There ain't but one way, ain't but one God, ain't but one will, except, so when we start to thinking about this mercy from Allah, to have this one knowledge, that there's only one God. And he's the creator of all systems of knowledge. So the knowledge that makes us different, it also is by Allah's permission. But he's already told us those things and gave us definitions of what they do to us when we do it, when we see when other people do it, etc. And we learn from experience what knowledge to follow and what knowledge not to follow. We know when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah told him, "Iqra," in his name, read in the name of your Lord. So that lets us know when we read this reality out here and this knowledge that Allah has given us, the only deviation is coming from, like he has told us, our open enemy, the Shaitan, and you outside of the queue. This is mainly for you in a sense. Because it's mainly for us. We have an obligation to you, and you have an obligation to yourself. You know you have gone astray. You know you are been fed information that has not come from the revelation sent to your foreparents and your descendants and your descendants and your descendants all the way back to Adam. You know this is not the same knowledge. This is the knowledge of the Shaitan. But yet still, you have been convinced with your own free will. Even Shaitan didn't convince you. He said, all I can do is suggest to you. The human being has convinced themselves into this problem that we are dealing with today. Those of us who are still functioning and accepting differences in our understanding. When there ain't but one understanding, why do we think Allah don't have the power to make us all have the same understanding? And we do have it. We run into each other. Sometimes we run into some people. Even sometimes in our situation, we run into some Muslims. We can see that there's a difference in what Allah says in the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. We already know that there really is a difference that they bring on themselves. And we also have ran into Muslims, like we know in our life on Lifeline, who are like-minded. They really have taqwa. They think about Allah. They think about a Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the history they have seen come out of that knowledge. You know, Imam Muhammad, Adam, Noah, Musa, ourselves. We have seen all this come out of that same knowledge. And we know. But then again, when we get alone or we get distracted, we again, Shaitan's invitation to something different comes back to our reality. Now, we have a test. And again, I'm talking to all of you, especially who are not a Muslim, but outside of you, because this message of concern is for us, but it's for you. Because we're learning as we do our obligation by sharing it with anyone who doesn't know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, that there's one God and Muhammad is his messenger, and that the Bible has been contaminated, the Torah has been hidden and contaminated, blah, 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 and all this false knowledge out there. Everybody knows about it, but our job is to keep it off of us by sharing it with you. But also at the same time, we're learning that until we get out of this dunya, establish and grow right beside this dunya, our share of it, then there's going to always be some differences. And all this stuff about races and Canada and everything, yeah, it's right in our world because we're in the dunya. In this world here, they got all kind of people, black people, yellow people, green, gooks, monkeys. They got every kind of name you can think of the human being cares. You know, a human being has been called and labeled some terrible, terrible names and have been labeled and given some wonderful names for inspiration. But again, it's all division because no one can come to a agreement that was based in the unity of Adam and Eve. A family. Nobody's a family. You know, even family members don't realize that by the fact that they are in this environment, but it's this long education that we have been invited to by the whispers of the Shaitan and had every chance he got would convince us into thinking that there is a difference in what Allah created. When Allah said he is one, creation is one. Where have we asked ourselves where we get the knowledge from all these differences that people have and the differences that we have with our own self when we thank you? Where are they coming from? We know where they're coming from, but how we got the type of taqwa and the type of focus to realize that this is real, that's coming through our intellect, that's coming through our emotion, it's coming through our application. This is real. So now we've been given the answer how to put it in its proper context, submitting ourselves to the will of God. And the way of life of one who does that is called Al-Islam. Not Islam, not Christianity, not Judaism, Hinduism. It's none of that. It's called in different levels of our development over time. It is still saying the same thing. The human being who submits his or her will to the will of Allah. They gain peace. Another word meaning Al-Islam. In a language where the common man or anyone, if they hear it in their language that they speak, they understand this will bring you peace. This submitting your will to the will of God will give you peace. And everyone is striving for that, except for their differences that they have about what they like, all kind of little petty stuff. What they like, what they don't like, and don't have no knowledge at all. But we only have the knowledge that Allah gives us. And he determines when he gives it us, when he takes it from us. We might think that we know something, but it's still we know. We don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 seconds. And when we let that reality set in on us, maybe we won't be taking our time about practicing, going back to the dunya language, brotherhood, family life, community life. Pure and free of all the things that makes one soul out of us different than the other soul that's under the influence of Satan. We have to work our way out of it because what will we really do when we start seeing? You're going to see it anyway. You've been seeing it over years. People have seen it before we was born and they was born. They have been seeing it. That every moment of our reality, Allah has always had someone on the scene who was striving toward accepting and listening to the words of the Creator in his nature. All the time. We're never alone. There's always somebody trying to be right. Always. All the time. Even though that one who's trying to be right has its jihad, as we call it, is its struggle of trying to maintain a type of a balance that gives them more peace and happiness and justice and freedom and equality, etc., than the bad side of themselves, using that terminology, that they also experience, the bad knowledge that they experience, which they know come from Satan, which they know come from negativity, whatever line you want to use. They know it's opposite than the truth, than good results. No doubt about it. So when they, the world, right here in the United States of America, in our reality, what's going to happen in the next 3, 4, 5 years if Allah is really bringing this thing to a conclusion? But that tells us. It tells us that he's going to slowly but surely, within them 3 or 4 years, be just and merciful to us and give us clear understanding of this choice that we got to make in our reality. Are we going to follow the shaitan? Are we going to follow ourselves? Are we going to follow the... We're going to see it. We're going to start seeing people come together. And they're going to be doing things together, not in the Christian way, not in the democratic way, not in the Hindu way. They're going to be doing it according to the Quran, because that's its creation. The Quran was created to give everybody a reward and warning of that great day that's coming. Now, we thank Allah that Allah has been so merciful and left so much reality information for anybody to understand. And again, we'd like to repeat, it goes to show you, even at 2 years old, Allah has already been so merciful that he gives a two-year-old child the ability, the sensitivity, the feeling to start learning what is right. And start trying to stay away from what is wrong. Supposed to help that child walk through the valley of death. Parents are supposed to help that child eat the best food for the best production of his human body. You know? So we can keep on letting Shaitan make us think, number one, that he don't know nothing, and that his people that he has under his influence, they are so confused, they don't have no idea what they're doing. And as long as we keep thinking like that, then all that does is make us not know what we're doing. Because we can't recognize that everyone is doing what they want to do by Allah's permission. They ain't doing nothing on their own. They're doing it by Allah's permission. And he then told us over and over and over again, these are the, we call them schemes, but these are the distractions of the people of Shaitan, though their door is always open for them to be who Allah created. All the time. The door is open all the time. But we have to face the reality. They are choosing to do this. And like our leadership told us in this century, you wasted your time on doing what you're supposed to do. Like he said when he came to a conclusion. I'm going to go do what I'm supposed to be doing, my man. You know, when y'all get ready to be for real and realize what you already know, and you got the Quran to reflect on, you got other books to reflect on, you got history to reflect on, don't let your heart, and when I mean my heart, I'm talking about the dunya definition of heart, your love for somebody interfere with you loving Allah and his messenger. There's a reason why he's saying all of that. Love the messenger. Like you love yourself or better, or love your parents or better. But love the messenger. Love Allah, the creator of all you see and don't see. How can you not love him? So we have to work on that a message is just what it means in English translation. It is a delivery of the knowledge of Almighty God to someone by someone who he is obligated to do it, his servants, us. We have to be happy that we are Muslim like we say. and we should not be ashamed. We should not think that we're obligated to somebody who ain't a Muslim and they ain't trying to be right. They still propagating lies. They still telling you one thing and doing another. They set up here going backwards in their creation and becoming other than themselves, you know, after they done tried being a dog, being a monkey, a gorilla, a bear, a fish. They ain't already tired. That's why they turn on their own soul and want to be other than their human creation. And when that happens, we already know when it gets that bad, a person is through, lost, turn his back on them. In the symbolic meaning of that, he turned away and wants us to turn away. You can't save these homosexuals. The best thing you can do for them is make them miss being who they are. Enough to where they can overcome the logic that's got them thinking that being other than themselves is a better way. But as long as we cater to that, as long as we keep on it and harping on it, unless it's in a case or setting on the real side, with people who come to find out why they're homosexual, why they leaning it that way, why they thinking like that. Not only that, that goes for drugs, alcohol, homosexuality. Why you want to keep on believing that God had a son when you already know it don't? Why you want to keep on believing that God had a son and he white? You know, and why do we want to keep on believing that they don't know that? Don't you know they had well over 1,600 years of developing this scheme that God had a son and that he was white? And they've been forcing it and pushing it for going on almost a couple thousand years. They fully are aware the average Christian child, by the time he or she gets 3 or 4 or 5 years old, this concept of Jesus Christ, Santa Claus, the reindeer, the Easter Bunny is well, well within their heart and their logic already. And they have developed a natural human appetite for it when they got a choice between what's right and what's wrong. They're going to choose wrong most of the time unless they get in trouble. We know that the white man has been as devious as he is for a reason, but yet still he keeps the front out there in thinking that he's really having a hard time being a good human being. But he will do it every chance he gets. But everything that he got to use that, he has taken it from somebody. He has killed for it, the money that he got, the knowledge that he got, the authority that he has. On himself and in the world. He don't have it on the believer. He stole it. He forces it. He bullies why we are still believing in something different. He keeps on getting us under the influence. We're different. But when you, but I tell you one thing, we all see, especially you outside the queue. Anytime you want to be right, seems like Satan right on the job, don't he? He right there, ain't he? He know when you trying to be right. And he'll do everything he can, like Allah tells us in the Quran and the leadership and life that we have had here in the last 60, 70 years in America through the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. We know that. As long as you're doing wrong, thinking wrong, Shaitan ain't going to bother you. He goes down to make it even better since he's in control of the environment through his people. Not him. He's not even here, remember? But these people, he has bribed them. He has bargained them. He has forced them. He has raped them into accepting his authority over them. And every time somebody's trying to be right, you better bet Satan is going to encourage all of his human imps. Because of how good they've been in your faith. If you really try to go and do something right that includes them losing their freedom to be the devil, they're going to come out of their closet on you. Man, I love you, man. You've been a good man and everything, but I got to kill you, man. You know, you can't come against my business. You can't get up against this. You can't do this, man. You killing me. And he got you thinking that it's logical, it's understandable why he would kill you. Don't nobody. That's why it's so important, the deeds and actions, especially on us. We got to build this halal reality for real. We got to establish and build a community of Prophet Muhammad for real. Now, our beloved leader, Imam Warbi Muhammad, is waiting where the prophets and messengers of God are at, inshallah. He's with them. Wherever that reality is, where Allah has the prophets and messengers of God at, and all the good people that we know about and don't know about, and even those who we know get the good life in the grave. They're not being tormented. They're getting having the good life. Now, that's out of our reality, but at least we know about it. That's how merciful Allah is, so that we can continue to pray for them. So that we can continue to pray for them, even though they're not here in this physical reality that we're in now. But we know we are obligated to pray for them. And we know that they're waiting on us, and they're waiting on, and everybody waiting on that day when Allah brings us all together. In the next reality, those of us who believe and qualify to go to what we call the Jannah. Without belief, you ain't got no faith. And without faith, you ain't going to never get no belief. You ain't going to believe none if you don't have no faith that there's a God. Have no faith, I mean, have no belief if you don't have no faith that there was and is a people who were prophets and messengers of God. That Adam was is a true creation of Almighty God. You're not going to get to believe that if you don't have no faith in your heart. It ain't going to happen. So we need to quit wasting our time and deliver this message to those who are looking for it. We know they're looking for it. We was looking for it. And alhamdulillah, we got it. And we know a whole lot of people, family, outside the family, and strangers who didn't want it. Even after they heard it, they still didn't want it. They rejected it. So I don't want that. I like this world here. Ain't no other world. This is the only world, brother. So when we understand that, inshallah, we can help everybody who wants help by helping our own self. When we get a better understanding of what that do for self means, it means just like what Allah said. Take what I'm revealing to you, do it to yourself first. And then from it, you'll have enough to share this model of you doing for self with Allah's permission, with God's permission. And for the sake of going to the hereafter, then your loved ones, with your balanced authority, when you turn back around to them and say, look, I don't want you to leave that room messed up no more. Hey, didn't I tell you to clean that bathroom? Hey, didn't I tell you to say thank you? Didn't I tell you how to give it? And we teach them excellent manners of that give you the focus to save your own soul first and do for self first. In closing, like Imam used to say, Imam Muhammad used to say, give yourself some time. Why don't you take time out for a minute and do what Allah say for yourself and your family, your loved ones, and then those who don't hate you. Who hate everybody. Don't you know these people will go out here and they don't take nothing but a touch and a go, and they'll go kill their mama, their daddy, everybody in the family, the neighbors down the street. Got us doing it now. When I say us, I'm not talking about us, the Muslims. I'm talking about the descendants of slaves here in America who still have not come out from underneath of that many, many deceptions other than that God had a son and the God is a white man. Because they're ignoring the truth and they're paying the price for it. But we know, I don't know about around the world, but we know everybody here in America is here for a reason. Praying, inshallah, Allah, I'm the best door to this reality to a conclusion. To bring this reality to a conclusion. Now, we don't have no documentation, but I know a lot of anthropologists I know people who have studied, and I know that some of these researches that they have found of human beings, what we call human beings, have been living for millions of years. Just to go to show us, this ain't no short time thing. There have been people that for some reason, our scholars or people we had divided, they said that these are the people that Allah created, and he is a what we call a human being, and they've been on the earth for millions of years. Could be really that close to the day of judgment without no spooked up stuff like they've been saying 50, 60, 70 years trying to keep us so that when the truth do come, we won't believe it. Was that the cry wolf thing? We won't believe it. But the final revelation for all the human beings that have been on this earth for 1,443 years is to change. And a lot don't have to have no tolerance, because his word is true. What he say he gonna do, it's gonna happen. Whether anybody believe it or whatever. So you outside of this pew, always ask yourself, like we all ask ourselves, how long are you going to fool yourself in the thinking that that cross, that money, that white skin, that this, that that, is going to really save you from the fires you're doing? It's going to carry you and your children and your grandchildren, if we're still here on this earth or still in this reality, are going to hell. And then us got to remember, those of us who are Allah's servant and those of us who are fighting and struggling every day trying to get free from the whispers of the shaitan and people he has under his plume who are evil. No doubt about it. They are evil. Are you going to do the same? Are you going to put your trust in Allah and get busy and doing what we're supposed to be doing, establishing this halal reality, purifying, repurifying the earth? Because Allah let us know when it's all over. We don't have to worry about it. We don't know when it's coming, but he'll let us know. But we're supposed to be at work. Not talking about going to work and begging each other. Those of us, we need to come together and work so that in this way of life, and I'm going to close this time, just still, if you could just raise your head up, look around me. This is the only way of life on this earth by Allah's permission, where every division, differences we think we have, can live in the community of Al-Islam. It's the only place where it can live at. The only place that it can live at. I mean, every nickname we had, every color been put on us, every nationality, all of these people can come into Al-Islam and they'll immediately start feeling brotherhood, equality, justice. But as long as we're in this junior, remember, we had to fight and we had to get up every morning, keep up our prayers and be ready to fight all day long until we get out of the junior and start building this halal reality right here in the United States of America, so that if people want to come to our community or live amongst our community, they might not. They won't care. Allah's already showed you. They don't care about smoking. They'll give up cigarettes. They'll give up alcohol. They'll give up drugs. We don't. There's a many of homosexuals who have turned back to the straight way. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Since Al-Islam has been on this earth, believe me. Don't think there ain't. There's been a many. Many homosexuals walked away from that terrible life they were living and have been good, resurrected, reestablished human beings. And that goes for everything else that we see. We've seen murderers, armed robbers, fornicators, and liars. That's the worst human being. He ain't got to do nothing wrong. She ain't got to do nothing wrong. But if she or he is a liar, even many of them have turned back on their line, and they love telling the truth about Almighty God Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger. Back to you, Brother Akbar. As-salamu alaykum. May Allah please forgive us.
Thank you, Brother
Muhammad. Allah Akbar. Anybody else got anything they would like to say? Share with us tonight? Master One, come into the queue. Sister Karan, you got anything you want to say?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. But Muhammad Sharif, I shall make him.
Hey, wa alaikum assalam. Everyone, how y'all doing this evening?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great. Praise be to Allah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, did y'all read about the books that Imam Shahid had advertised in the Muslim Journal? You know, he's been on one of the programs on AM360 for a number of weeks in a row. And he's almost like a co-host. Imam Shahid Abdullah advertised in the Muslim Journal on different occasions, got almost a half page. You know about that? Did y'all get those books? It is in the Muslim Journal. It's on, I think, the October 8th through the 14th issue. And it's another issue of the Muslim Journal. There's four different books that he has out, and he's offering for $70 for the set. And there's a bonus book called The Negro Market. So anyway, in one of his books called The Spirit of Bilal, The Community is Born, Calling the World to Human Excellence. Got a picture of the man here on the front. Excellent picture of the man on the front.
The front cover of the book.
Yeah, I have. So, good. You got the leader. You got follow the leader. Beautiful books. Right. Yes, it's full. Get the whole set for $70. Like I said, the bonus is Negro Market. And he got a lot here on the black Israelis, black Jews. And he got a whole lot of history in these books. He's what they call, how you pronounce that, a Agriot, a historian, African name is called historian, G-R-I-O-T, I think that's the spelling of it. Like historian.
Okay.
Yeah, and these books have a lot on the Jews that you speak about, the black the Israelis. The black Jews, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's my recommendation. Anyway, you get those.
I got that paper. Yeah, we got that paper.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that is. It's in a new paper.
The books that Brother Shahid and Miss Rana Shahid is in a new paper.
No. His name is Shahid Abdullah.
Shahid Abdullah, yes, sir. Yeah, he's been 360. Yeah, come on, 360.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Coming on live. Couple of days, last he been coming on light glass.
Mm-hmm.
A long way, Bob. Yes, sir. They coming, brother.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They bringing life to the followers of Imam, keeping life going in the followers of Imam Wahidin Muhammad and all that who's listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one book here, The Spirit of Bilal, The Community is Born. Mm-hmm. In the world, to call the world to human excellence. And on this book, there's four words by Layla Muhammad, daughter of Imam Davidine Muhammad.
Yes, sir. That's right. So he writing up some books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So keep, I'm listening, keep talking, you know. I'm listening.
Yeah, I think I'm, I bet he starts off, I think it's on page, yeah, page 191. Oh, yeah, 191 up to, I think page 200 and something. Speaks a lot about the Israelis and the colors and the blackness and all. Yeah, he gives a quite a history there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I enjoy his book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was looking at it also in the same, this October, the 8th through the 14th, on page 15. Mm-hmm. Now, W.D. Muhammad speaks on the original man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that on CD back there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the gentleman here, it doesn't say when the man made this lecture, where, or when. It doesn't say. It just starts out. Muhammad established.
I think it was 1960. 2 years after he come in office. He made that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking on the original nature of the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Seems like the kissing of the black stone and Prophet Muhammad teaching blessed be upon the prophet. What about the U.S. Constitution pattern after the Umar?
Yeah, all that guy is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got
about Blade. You know the movie Blade 1, 2, and 3. You know, speaking on all of that. I never saw that movie, but I guess I'm gonna have to go on the internet and bring it up and see that those movies. Blade 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can read something that out if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when talk to you, if you're not inspired, you just ain't alive.
Right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Because what happened to us, man, is the only way you can... you can't read that stuff and that's be normal. You know, I used to take Willie Lynch into the jail. I stopped doing that. Because the people, story about Willie Lynch, you know, I made copies of the book and I gave it to some of the inmates and someone got so upset because they didn't know about it, so I stopped taking it into the jail.
Mm-hmm.
So you read that, you'll let yourself vent out, let yourself know that if you didn't know that Allah allowed it to happen, to make us a dime of a people, and those who did that, they didn't get away with it. If you don't know that, you will get angry. You get angry and so upset, you know. That's why it's not. That's why they don't want to keep that information in the school, and because they will get angry about that. They themselves, because they don't try to treat them like that. We're supposed to be one, so they get angry. So what else you been to say, Brother Tarif? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking of, you know, on one of our programs, I think it was on Neofia and Cherie program, come on, Wednesday. I think that's where Adrian spoke about crocodile babies.
Crocodile babies.
Yes, I went online on that. Showing how they would use the babies, African-American black babies, and put them out as bait.
Yeah.
And that's
the bait, yeah. Tile spring around them, yeah.
Yeah.
Put them out there crying. Put them out there hollering and screaming.
And the crocodile would come up and eat them.
Yeah.
And they catch the crocodile.
Yeah, they catch the crocodile.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right there. You know, you can go to land and put in crocodile babies. And you can
crocodile
you can see
babies.
The thing. Wow,
man. I'm gonna put it. I seen it in a paper somewhere what they do. In a book, they had a book that showing that the crocodile would crawl up there and get the baby, to put the baby to catch the crocodile. I seen it in a book.
Mm.
But they got it online, crocodile baby.
Mm.
How can anybody do that?
How can anybody do that?
I see the people at the as you get off the highway and out there panhandling. Man, it hurt me to see especially the women out there. I see them on the street, man, at the grocery stores. It really hurt me, you know. And then sometimes I have money to give them. Sometimes I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Really hurts to see that. But that's the life that we are blind to, that we still ain't pull it back together. And what it's going to take for us to be pull it back together is that we are working with each other. That's what they took away from us, the idea of the love for us to work together. And when we were together in the time of Arizona, the Black Wall Street, we were working together, and they destroyed that. I mean, there's another place they said they destroyed in Florida that we were working together, had our own town.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of that town. Then that was the other they said.
Black Wall Street.
Yeah, that was a number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tulsa.
Yeah, a number
of
different locations. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they showed, it was not only racism, it was a conspiracy to keep, to do that. It had to be a organization like the CIA or the something like that organization to keep us divided. Ain't no ordinary people kept us divided. Ain't no ordinary people. It was some psychologists, psychiatrists, people that know what they were doing and how to break people up, who would have studied the nature of the people. These are the people that cause us to be divided and separated.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we have opportunity in the community, nation, underneath the Emmanuel Day Mountain, to put all people back together. Because they mm-hmm. know us, but people that look like us. We all supposed to be one. And then many other people that work with us that were working to help us, so that's what we had the Underground Railroad. We had people, the Caucasian people working who didn't approve of that, didn't like that. No, that was wrong. That was against the Bible. And they worked to keep that from being so bad. And many of them lost their lives, too.
their house got burned down. So we, you know, we had to tell the whole truth there. We had to tell it just like it is. Many of them lost their life. And many of them will still lose their life standing up for us. So we got to continue to work on this thing. And I'll be looking at, sometimes I look at the stories about the, on the internet, how the police stopped. Not only us, but some of them, those pulled them out of the car because they asking them, why are you stopping me? You know, I got a First Amendment right, and they would throw them on the ground, almost break their shoulder. They have did old ladies like that in Texas. We had to mess, throw her to the ground, messed up, locked up. But still, in the lady, her mind, she forgot she had stuff in her hand. The dimension. But she sued them and won, I think, $2 million or something like that. Anyway, so they do them like that, too. They, especially when they stand up. So we got, they got problems, you know, we did the problem. Anytime when people got a problem, their problem stops because it looked like the people that bringing the problem. Some of them get caught up in that too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Hitler was trying to kill all the dark skin. He wanted to kill all the dark skin Europeans. And drafted that one, make them lighter. That's what he wanted to do, and he was trying to do that, but he failed in his attempt to make the people any lighter. So he learned himself. He can't. He was trying to do that. He learned himself. He couldn't do that. He could take it too far, and then he got to stop. But we got killed before he completed. Because evil has a time and a place, and when Allah gets tired of it, Allah will move that evil. I've seen that many, many times. When Allah gets tired of an evil thing being done, he removes it. He don't move it the way we think it should be removed, but he does. He do remove that evil out the way. That's the mercy of God. Love of Allah.
Now, I have a question there. Came up.
Yes, sir.
And that is, we know Allah destroyed the people in Sodom and Gomorrah for that wicked life
right.
they were living.
Right.
So the question came up, I'm just saying, this is in my mind. I didn't really go deep into it. This came up. We know Allah does what he pleases, when he pleases, whatever his will is, whatever he say doing it is. If he's destroyed Solomon and Gomorrah.
Right.
Why does these homosexual lesbians continue to come up time after time after they were destroyed once the Allah allows them to keep coming up. Since then, they always come back up. You know,
Sister, what you think about that? With the Quran?
Oh, alhamdulillah. Let me get on. I'm on mute. Can you hear me?
I will hear you.
Oh, yes. Assalamu alaikum. When he was saying that, I was just saying that the only way Satan gets his power is the power that we give him. They don't have to be, because if we follow the Ten Commandments and the commandments of Almighty God, that's the law that we put on them. They don't have to be. They're supposed to stay in the closet. I remember that. They stay in the closet. And then since we have rights, see, they have the 13th Amendment, where there's no, where in the United States of America, where two same sex should get married. That's just the 13th Amendment. And so they broke it. But we as a people could all, and they knew it about it, so everybody tried to put it on Obama, but they all knew about it too. Mm-hmm. But he just had, so what I'm saying is that, and he couldn't do it without them. That's one thing we have to remember. He couldn't do it without them. So what I'm saying is that they can go back in their closet.
Well,
we have to do is stand up.
This is going on way before Obama. This is going on before there was thought of Obama.
I know, but they got it legal. They got it legal now. Did they have it legal now? And that's the problem right there. Because see, you don't even have to let them into your during the time. And here in the South, you didn't have to let them into your business if you didn't want to. You know, you didn't have to associate them as you want to. They were just like they was on their own. You didn't have to do just like they were on. We just left them alone. They was on their own. They didn't have no rights. The only thing they have rights is their tax rights. That's all because they pay taxes, but they don't have any rights. Just only if they pay taxes, just like everybody else, you know. That's the only right that they have.
Yeah, what I'm saying, so this is new what we're talking about the law and all of that. We're talking about time thousands of years ago, after Allah destroyed them, that was long before that was in the laws or anything like that. But they kept Allah permitting them, allowed them to keep coming up. Even the pharaohs, during the time of the pharaohs, and the Caesars, they even talk about then, the homosexuals during the time of Caesar and all that. So something goes back a long, long time ago. So the question is, I know you don't know, I don't know, probably nobody else knows, but it's just a question, why does Allah allow them to keep coming back up?
I was saying, you get rid of like a limited free will, so that's one of the limited free will they have as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. If he think wrong, his body gonna follow his wrong thinking, and that's what happens. They go on their feelings, not their thinking what Allah wants. They going by feeling that. They get a feeling for doing something like that. So, that was one told me.
They're doing all of them. They still, like Brother Akbar, listen, they still stealing. And so they do this, so they still, they Allah, like you said, Allah gave man free will. So that's because it's a sin. Allah didn't, he gave man free will. He said only his believers.
Yeah.
Only
his
believers. That's what I'm saying. So he give man that free will.
But
you have the right to. You don't have to have the. You don't have to have them around you. You don't have to have all that around you. You know.
Brother Sharik, would you close out, please, sir?
Okay. All right. Bismillah ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Surat al-Ladina al-Amsu alayhim, Gawri al-Matubi alayhim, wal-Adorim.
Thank you for coming up tonight. May Allah continue to bless us all. And we hope to see you here from each and every one of you tomorrow. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Have a great night.
Okay. Wow.
Bye.